17 Americans who were prisoners of war in the first Gulf War are seeking millions in compensation from the government of Saddam Hussein. A judge here in Washington is reviewing evidence, but it may be tough for the former prisoners to collect, NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The 17 POWs include Marine Lieutenant Colonel Clifford Acree, who was starved, beaten, and subjected to mock executions during his 48 days in captivity. He and his wife Cynthia and the families of the 16 other POWs are going to court in hopes of making Hussein pay. Cynthia Acree.
It's been 12 years and nothing has been done. He's had no consequences, and we know that without consequences we don't change. So our motivation is to help ease the suffering of future POWs and MIAs.
But they are going to court just days after President Bush signed an executive order that could make it difficult for them to collect from the funds most available, frozen Iraqi assets. On March 20th, President Bush ordered the government to confiscate $1.7 billion of those funds to be used to rebuild Iraq. But he also ordered that any American victims of Hussein who had already gotten court judgments against Iraq be paid from those funds. So some victims of Hussein have been paid in full as a result of the president's order. They include former captive Jack Frazier, who won a $1.7 million judgment against Iraq after his ordeal. But President Bush's executive order leaves out about 200 other Americans who were held as human shields in the Persian Gulf War and the POWs who are now in court. That's because their cases haven't yet gone through the courts. Sean Murphy teaches international law at George Washington University. He says those inequities show the problems of using the judicial system and frozen assets to compensate victims of terrorism.
It shows that the process is not particularly good in handling victims in an even-handed way.
David Alfhauser is general counsel of the Treasury Department, which now has control of the Iraqi assets. He says the president's first priority is to use the funds to prevent future victims of Iraqi terrorism. But he also says the president and the administration are determined that POWs and other victims of Hussein will not be forgotten. The president's executive order, he concedes, will make it more difficult for them to collect.
But even that has to be viewed in some perspective. There will be regime change in Iraq, and the administration is committed to making sure that people who secure judgments find some satisfaction.
It's just not yet clear how they will be compensated. One option is going to the new Iraqi regime. Alfhauser said the administration is also mulling several models of compensation using taxpayer funds. Cynthia Acree is hoping it doesn't come to that.
The goal has always been for Iraq to pay for its own actions, not to put a burden on the American people of any kind.
What she would like to see, she says, is for the president to take a second look at how the government uses the remainder of the frozen assets of Iraq. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.